RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, back to the new dietary food guidelines, because people ask me all the time, what does this mean? What does that mean? I spoke a little bit earlier today about grains, and I just want to complete that and say that whole grains are amaranth, brown rice, buckwheat, bulgur, kamut, millet, muesli, oatmeal, popcorn, quinoa, rolled oats, spelf, whole wheat bread, whole wheat cereal flakes, whole wheat crackers, whole wheat pasta, whole wheat sandwich buns, rolls, whole wheat tortillas, wild rice. So that's something that people don't always realize. Now, not just plain brown rice, but wild rice and whole grain wild rice and whole grain brown rice. So that's what's going on in the grain department. Now we're into the proteins. So people ask me every day and for the last 25 years how much protein they should be having every day, and that all foods made from meat, poultry, seafood, beans, peas, eggs, processed soy products, nuts, and seeds are considered part of the protein food group. You should be having, by these new guidelines, about anywhere from five to six, up even to 8 ounces of protein a day, depending on your age. What does that even mean? It means that an ounce of cooked lean beef, lean pork, or lean ham, a small steak, a small 3 to 4 ounce steak or fillet, a small lean hamburger, 2 to 3 ounce again, what fits in the palm of your hand. That's what we've always said for proteins. They're not changing that. Seafood, an ounce of cooked fish or shellfish is about a can of tuna, one salmon steak, 4 to 6 ounces, a small piece of trout or whitefish or any of these other good oily fishes. That's about what that is about 4 ounces. So when you're at the store and you're buying these things, then you can ask for a 4 ounce portion. The same with meat. You can ask the butcher to put them into 4 ounce to 5 ounce portions. Then you know you're not going to overeat them. One egg or 3 egg whites or 3 egg yolks equal 1 ounce equivalent. 3 egg whites equals about a 2 ounce. So as far as nuts, an ounce of nuts or seeds is, that's what's equal to about a 2 ounce equivalent. So you want about a half a cup, half an ounce, a tablespoon of peanut butter. You know that's high in calories, but so, so good for you. I'm going to keep going with these as we get into next week so that you understand these recommended guidelines and you can use them today. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.